On our morning show today from WRCO, we are back to talk about the annual Cabin Fever Dance, supporting the Lone Rock Vets Roll effort. And in the studio with us today is Lisa Bowen. Don Dolan will be here a little bit later on talking about his role and his experience with Vets Roll. And Mark Finnegan, president and co-founder of Vets Roll, is in the studio with us today. Lisa, has it been a year? I mean, it seems like you were just here.
Yes, it goes fast. We're really excited. We have a wonderful event planned for this year, and thank you for having us on to talk about it.
You're welcome. So last year's, the 2023 event went very well for you?
It did. We raised $37,000 for Vets Roll.
Wow.
So that was the most we've ever made, and a big shout out to our communities that surround us for their support, because we couldn't do it without them.
Wow. And so people turned out for you. I don't recall, was the weather pretty good for you a year
ago? Yes, the weather was good. We had a huge crowd. I think it was, we usually start out, and we will this year again, from 11 to 12, we have free bingo with prizes, and last year we were packed for bingo, and that's the first year that we've ever had that happen. So yeah, it started out strong, and through the auction we were full, and it was wonderfully attended, and it was a really good time, and we did what we planned on, making a lot of money to send our vets to Washington D.C. So
well, it appears you've hit another home run. The weather's going to kind of snap back for you this weekend.
Yes, it's going to be great, and we have a lot of fun things planned. It's fun for the whole family, so, you know, bring them out and have a good time.
I know that this is an event that's near and dear to you, but tell us why you got interested in it and why you thought it was important.
In 2010, it was the very first trip, and it was planned in a very short time. And one of our local veterans, Herman Kaltenberg, found out about it. His daughters found out about it and signed him up. And he got a hold of me, and he said, "Lisa, I think you should go on the trip. You're a teacher. I think this would be a good experience for you." So I signed up, and I didn't hear anything. And I think Herman did some fast talking for me, because a week before the trip, I got a call that said, you know, "We would like you to be an assistant on the trip." And at that time, we left on Monday morning, and we came back on Thursday. So I was able to go. Jesse Lewis from Muscadet was on that trip with Herman. So those were the two. It was World War II veterans on that trip, about 115, and the assistants. And I met lifelong friends on that trip, and I saw how important this trip was for these vets. We were in Arlington National Cemetery, and I had never been to Washington, D.C. before, so this was all new to me as well. And we were sitting on a trolley going through Arlington National Cemetery, and this veteran in front of me started to cry. And we were in the area where veterans who were in the Battle of the Bulge were buried, and he started to cry, and he said, "I was there." And I just, it had a profound effect on me that this was an important part of the healing process for a lot of veterans. One, to be able to see the memorials that are there for them, to honor them, but also to be on a trip with people who understand more than anyone else what they went through, and they experienced it too, and they can talk to each other and, you know, have some closure on the events that, you know, the people, when they came home, the people around them didn't understand what they had gone through, but these people do. And so that really got me hooked on helping other veterans being able to go, because I think it's important that those people who sacrificed their personal freedoms and being away from their families and all of those things for us so that we could do what we wanted to do, I just think that's very important. And so I've been a part of it ever since.
I was going to say, you can read about it. You know, you can, yeah. It just doesn't have the same effect, though, I'm sure, when you see it in person.
No. Another example is there was a veteran that went on the trip, and up until that point, he had been struggling with drinking, and, you know, he was really struggling. And he got on this trip, and he really didn't know what to expect. And when we got back from the trip, and I didn't know this until a while after, I didn't realize the effect this trip had on him. He came home, and he and his wife went to see their pastor, and he talked it all out, and he stopped drinking from that point on, from the time he got back from the trip, and for the rest of his years, he had a happy family life, and until he passed. And he, and that, so then he explained why. The two things he said were that he couldn't believe that there were people who would give up, you know, 4 days of their work, take off work, and pay out of their pocket $600+ to go on a trip and be assistants to the veterans. He couldn't believe that there were people who would do that. And the second thing he said was that everywhere we went on this trip, the veterans were honored. And he couldn't believe that people would, these little children would come out with their flags and signs and, you know, even along the highway, there were people everywhere. And he just couldn't get over that. And that changed his whole perspective and changed his life. And again, I mean, how, you just can't put a price on that.
No, not at all. Certainly. Mark?
If I could just add to that, that affected him so much. He actually wrote a 52-page memoir of how it changed his life, and it just, it was an outpouring of his soul. And he actually, his wife was an eligible veteran, and he went on the trip and didn't even tell her he was going because he didn't know how he would experience it. She went the following year, mm-hmm. I believe, but just an incredible story.
Oh, you must. Do you have to have a whole case of Kleenexes on the bus? When you,
we need Kimberly Clark as a sponsor.
I was going to say. very, very powerful experience, oh, though.
There's so many of those.
Yeah. And for Lone Rock area, it seems like you have a lot of veterans in that area. Have you had a lot of people take part in this through the years that you've been a part of it, Lisa?
We have. And one of our greatest helpers on, for this event is Don Kohler, who was on the trip. He's from Spring Green, and he helps us go out. He tells his story, you know, to the donors. And it just, you know, coming from someone who's been on the trip and it has affected them personally, you know, it's, he's a great asset to our group. So, yes, and there's been a lot of veterans, and there are a lot of veterans signed up to go there, like Vietnam, later in Vietnam age. So, you know, they're signed up to go when that group gets to go on the trip. So, yes, and it's, and that's why, you know, we have such a great group working, because, you know, they're going to go someday on this trip and be able to experience it as well.
Tell me about the event on Saturday. Anything different from years gone by?
Nope. There's nothing different. Our doors open at 11 a.m. Food and beverages. We have great chicken and dressing sandwiches, barbecues, cheesy potatoes, sheet cake. We have a bar. There's free bingo from 11 to 12. And then we have a silent auction that starts at 11 and ends at 3. Our live auction starts at 1 and is usually a couple hours. We have at 12:30, we start our presentation of checks. One of the groups that's presenting this year is the group that I work with from Highland. The Cupcake Girls is what our name is. And the girls bake, decorate, sell cupcakes. And we donate it to worthy causes. And during holidays in Highland, the girls raised $1,426 to donate to Vets Roll. So we're going to have some girls there to donate that check, and from other businesses as well. And we have some Highland second graders from my class coming in to do the Pledge of Allegiance. A Highland senior is coming in to do the national anthem for us. And her dad is actually an artist that donates really cool, unique items to our auction every year. And then, of course, our veterans will present colors. And so live auction from 1 to 3. We'll have meat raffle and meat paddles going on throughout the day. And then from 4 to 7, we'll have the Crossfire Band, Floyd Anderson and his group, playing for us. So we're very excited. We have a lot of great items for our auctions. If you go on to our Facebook page, Lone Rock American Legion Auxiliary, there's an event created for the Cabin Fever Dance. If you go in there, you can see pictures of a lot of the items. But we have a lot of unique things this year, so we're really excited. We've had very generous donors.
Well, we look forward to learning a little bit more about that. Mark, is the Lone Rock event, is this unique in the Vets Roll organization?
You know, it's unique in the way that the community puts it together. We have, Lisa and I were talking earlier, we have, I think we counted about six major, major fundraiser. We have fundraisers all year long. It takes a lot of money to run the program. But this one is right at the top. But it's so cool because, you know, this is 100 miles from Beloit, and that's our core area. And yet we've got all these people up here like family to us now. And people from Beloit come up here for the event. It's so old school in a way, you know. It's just the community getting together to support a good cause. And it's just so wonderful. She just keeps mailing checks down. These people are sending in donations ahead of time. And it's just mind-boggling what's going on up here. It's just fantastic.
Refresh our memory. How long have you been involved with Vets Roll?
My brother and I founded it during the winter of 2009-10. Officially, it's February 1st, 2010. So we're now in our 15th year. We founded this in honor of my parents, mainly. My father was a World War II Navy vet. He passed away after a brutal battle of cancer in January 2000. My mother was a Rosita Riveter during World War II, and she passed away 2 years ago this month. And then my four older brothers are all Vietnam-era vets. And when my younger brother John and I came along, we were going to sign up like everybody did in our family. And our parents didn't want six boys active duty. And so they kind of talked us out of serving. We have a family RV business in South Beloit. And so, you know, there's always been that emptiness that we never served. And then we have a sister-in-law who was a combat nurse in Vietnam. And she was a major, and she was stricken with MS. And so she was forced into retirement out of the military active duty. But she got into disabled vets and paralyzed vets, organizations like that. And she passed away on Christmas Eve of 2003. In 2004, they buried her at Arlington National Cemetery. So my son and I went out for the funeral. And if you ever at Arlington and you see an officer's funeral, it's an incredible thing with the horse-drawn caissons and whatnot. And that kind of gave us the idea that, you know, maybe we should do something to honor our parents' legacy and Cindy, our sister-in-law. And so we kind of sat on that for a few years. And over that winter of 2009 into 2010, we heard about the wonderful Honor Flight program, which, you know, that's a nationwide program. And we got thinking, you know, being an RV dealer, maybe we could do something similar to what they do, but slow it down. Let these people develop these relationships and share these stories and have some healing. And so we put it together, the concept. We did the budgeting, what it would cost to run the motorhomes, and, you know, to just everything, the stops, the restaurants, the merchandise. And the concept was February 1st, 2010. We went public with it on the radio in Janesville, St. Patty's Day, March 17th. New Year's, if you're Irish. And we gave ourselves just 60 days, and we put that whole program together. And like Lisa said, that first year was all World War II vets. That's how fast that group is leaving us. And we put it together, and we had 9 RVs and 3 buses the first year. And the trip was considerably different than what it is now, but it went off, I like to say, without a hitch. That's like RV humor, like dad humor. But it went off without any problems. And we thought we did our thing, and my phone never stopped ringing, and people were signing up, Korean and Vietnam vets. They wanted to sign up for the next trip, and we hadn't even thought about that. We weren't even a 501c3 at that point. So we said, okay, we'll do one more trip. And we opened it up to Korean era vets. We went to 200 vets. We went to all buses because the RVs weren't really efficient for doing that. And gosh, then we went 10 straight years until COVID hit, and now we're back at it again, our 15th year.
Sounds like it's going to be as strong as ever this year then for you.
It is. Our fundraising is just off the charts. And I think part of that is we're still 100% volunteer program. There is no paid helpers in the Vets Roll organization. We also have no corporate sponsors, and we take no tax dollars. Every dollar comes out of these fundraisers like what you're doing up here this weekend. And but I think part of that helps us because people can see the results of what they're supporting when all those buses leave and all those Kleenexes are coming out on Wednesday night when we roll back into Beloit. I mean, it's police and motorcycle escorted from Wisconsin all the way out to Washington, D.C. and back. The bulk of it is. And, you know, we're going to four-star Marriotts and Hiltons and just treating these people the way they should have been treated. And, you know, our tagline is closure, gratitude, and respect. And that's what it's about. And, you know, when we get to that Vietnam Wall, like Don will probably talk about, we get to that Vietnam Wall and you see like a World War II, a Korean era vet whose son's name is on the wall, or a guy that you might have served with, or somebody you went to high school with, and their name is on there. And you can't describe the passion and the emotion and the closure that takes place there. And that's, it's a lot of work to run our program, but that is, it just makes it worth it every year.
You've been on a number of them now, obviously, and it doesn't sound like they ever get old. It seems like it's just every time it must be a different experience.
Yeah, because I'm the one that gets all the credit and blame equally. I've been on every trip, and I don't have any plans on not being there. And, you know, as long as I'm healthy enough to do it, it's, and every year it's unique. We've certainly transitioned now more into the Cold War Vietnam era. A lot of people aren't aware of it. Our youngest World War II vets now this summer will be 96 years old. That's the youngest. If they were 17 the day the Japanese surrendered in August, which then if you do the math, our Korean era vets are all 90 plus now. And people don't really think about that. Our Cold War vets are into their mid to late 80s, and our Vietnam vets, several of them have hit their 80s now. And, you know, the clock doesn't stop ticking for any of us. And so that's why it's just so important that we just continue on. I don't think we'll ever get any larger because of the venues that we have to use. You know, there's 400 people on a trip, and there's a lot of logistics are maddening, which Don will probably speak to, just the logistics that go into running this. But it's just, it became a mission almost like a ministry. You know, I'm not going to go down the religious component, but it really is. When you're on the trip, you understand there's like a calling there. And, you know, we get stories almost every year where, you know, the vet from Lone Rock ended up on a bus with a guy from California, and here they hadn't seen each other since they served in Vietnam, and they happen to be there, you know, and stuff like that. That never gets old.
I'm sure it doesn't. Yeah, it's like fate brought them together or whatever.
Exactly.
In some ways.
Or a higher power.
Higher power. So you're focusing more on the Vietnam era now?
Yeah, the current eligibility is for vets that entered the military in 1969 or earlier, had to be active duty, and then honorably discharged. The ones that are 1970 and later are just on a growing wait list, and we're still going through the spaghetti that COVID created with our wait list, you know, with vets that canceled out, but then now they're feeling better. You know, we're trying to get all that taken care of this week, actually. And so we'll have 220 vets going. We still have, to our knowledge, 3 World War II vets on this year's trip. I don't know if we'll get any more than that. For veterans that are 85 or older as of May 1st, they bypass the wait list. They'll go on this year's trip. The ones that are 84 and younger, they go into the wait list in the order that we got them in the system. So like this year is the first year we're taking 67, 68, and 69 veterans. And there's a few of those have been on that wait list since 2015. So that's getting back their ways. So,
it is. Yeah. Good to get them on there, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they are so excited.
I bet. But we've been talking about him. We better bring him on the air, so give him his equal time. Don Dolan, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great to have you in here. So did it take a lot of arm twisting when you heard about Vets Roll, about going on the trip?
It took a year or so to get my mind ready to go. And then in 23, well, COVID came in there, so I was supposed to go before that. So I had to wait. And by 23, I was ready to go.
Awesome. So what years did you serve?
From 65 to 67.
Okay.
And so? And I was in Vietnam a year, in combat engineers. I was a heavy equipment operator. And at the time, I didn't think much of it, but now that I was able to come home. It was a great experience.
And going on the trip, did it give you some closure?
Yes, very much so. To see the wall, and then to what impressed me most was the Korean museum. They've got all these statues of soldiers in combat, carrying rifles and everything, and that was something that I had never believed to see. So that was my favorite one of the memorials.
Did you have a chance to meet some other people that maybe that you served with or knew from years ago?
Well, no, but we got to, on the wall, there were several names that were killed that I knew, and we looked them up, and one was a Farney boy from about 3 miles from my place, and another was a Radley from Dodgeville. So it was quite a thing to look up their names, because there's how many names on that wall.
Right.
But they've got a dictionary or something to find them, and then you go down the wall and keep looking until you find their name.
Right. So you're treated like a VIP on this whole trip. You're treated like a celebrity, aren't you?
Yes. No matter where we stopped, we were treated well. And a lot of places, children are out with flags, and it was just something that you'll never forget. Because when I came home from Vietnam, we were on a flight from Fort Lewis, Washington, and there were four of us. We flew standby, and the airlines wouldn't feed us because we were, so we watched everyone else eat.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's the honest to God truth.
Oh, man.
So, I've never heard that before. That's amazing.
I have never either.
No, so. That we never got a meal.
Man.
So.
And obviously, by the time you came home, it was the war was a little less popular than when you went in, wasn't it?
We were kind of thought, well, you were a loser. That's why you were over there. No one thought much of the war in Vietnam. And I was drafted, and then when I had to go to Vietnam, I wasn't too sure I wanted to go, but I went, and I was lucky enough to come home.
Right.
And it was a great experience. There's things went on that you'll never forget, good and bad.
Right. It changed your life, obviously.
Yes. But I'm well pleased, but I do have from Agent Orange, a disability, but that's part of the war, I guess.
Sure. You're a true survivor.
Yes.
That's for sure. So certainly you can't make up for, you know, not being recognized when you came home, but certainly this had to help you a little bit, I think.
Oh, yes. And when you get into a group like that, you always got a conversation with another veteran that he tells his stories and I tell mine. And it's a good day for the dance and the things that the Legions put on.
Mm-hmm. To raise money. So I presume, are you going this year?
Oh, yes, I'll be there.
Right? You're going to have a dance card there for somebody wants to dance with you? Or
well,
anything?
I don't move very well on my feet anymore, so I don't think anyone will want to dance with me. But
but you had some friends go on the trip, and I think somebody that lives fairly close to you went on last year.
Yeah, a neighbor up the road, Bill Wardell, and he's a little older than me, and we're both going to be in the 80s, so we had a good time. But he was on a second bus. I was on 7. I think he was on 9 or something like that.
So you made some new friends, did you, during the trip?
Yes, I had a roommate from Watertown. And we were together the whole time, 4 days. And we had a lot to talk about. But he was in the Navy.
I see.
So my daughter went with me. There was a lot of walking, and I needed someone to push me in a wheelchair. I can't walk anymore.
So she went as your guide or your personal person that went with you. And then she opted out of the radio show today, too.
Well, she's on a
vacation.
Vacation. Well, so we'll let her go. It's a good day to be on vacation. But yeah. But certainly, if a veteran came to you and said, Don, why do you think I should go on this trip? What would some advice be that you would give them?
Well, I said, if you've never been to see the memorials, that's great. The bus trip is good. I mean, just great. The best of the buses. The food was good. And it didn't cost anything, so go. It didn't cost me anything.
Right. Other than the chance to help raise money this year, maybe, for Lone Rock.
Yes, right? I'm going to be over there working at the beer stand, I guess they said.
Good deal. Now, this is quite a story, Mark, as you talk about Don and his experiences here. Very similar, I'm guessing, to the other veterans that have been on the trip.
You know, listening to Don talk, it brings back memories. One of the beauties, and Lisa could attest to this, one of the beauties of the veteran experience is the veterans aren't geographically all from South Central Wisconsin. They come, as you can see on your sheet there, we've had them from 38 different states that have come here to go on this trip. So the veteran that could be riding on a bus, and he's from Lone Rock, could be riding with a complete stranger, in air quotes, that could be from Washington State or Florida or Montana, but they're all pulled together through that common bond of brotherhood, that military experience, which I am not a veteran myself, as I said, but there's there's like a brotherhood. Police and fire have the same thing. And it doesn't take long, and especially guys that are battling with PTSD, they oftentimes, and maybe this applies to you, Don, but they oftentimes could be holding something inside of them they never even shared with their wives or their families for 60 or 70 years. And all of a sudden, this total stranger is talking with another guy about an experience he had, and it triggers a memory that says, wow, you know, I thought that was just unique to me, and it wasn't. And that's where the closure comes in, because they're able to start talking. Our assistants sit like flies on the wall. They just the three no's are no sex, no politics, no religion. We don't talk those three, and we steer them off those topics. But other than that, we just let it flow. And the closure that happens on those buses, and on day 4 when we come back, we stop in Cleveland, Ohio. And we go to the Cleveland Browns football stadium. And it's an 80,000-seat stadium. And we go in there with our plenty of bathrooms.
That works
great. But we go in there, and they put our video up on the monitors inside the stadium and whatnot, you know. And it's just those experiences. The first day, we go to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio, and they get to tour the Air Museum. You know, and we have the church we stop at in Pittsburgh there that – where you were alluding to, the little grade school kids come out and they stand on the curbs and they welcome us in. The fire departments, the communities welcome us in. All of that just goes into this package of the 4 days that they'll never remember. Never forget. Some of them never remember.
What was that like going into a football stadium?
Well,
like
it was so big, you know, and you stand in there and look around because there were no other people there but us veterans, and it was great. It was something you can hardly explain, but
it's all for you.
Well, we enjoyed it,
and little children waving flags.
Yes,
man, that's got to be a highlight.
They were lined up on the streets. I don't know, did you folks get them to line up, or did how?
Oh, yeah. It's all part of it. But yeah. And they're all out there shouting USA, USA. Yeah. And it's great. It's great.
Man, it has to make you feel good.
Our country needs more of this.
Yes, yes, it does. We'll be back with more talking about Vet's Role and the upcoming big day, the annual Cabin Fever Dance in Lone Rock, when the morning show continues.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes, and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves. 1.99%. See what we mean? 1.99%. To grow more, protect more, and command more. 1.99%. For all participating BASF brands. 1.99%. When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com. Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth. Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
On our morning show visit today, we're talking about Vet's Role in the upcoming Cabin Fever Dance to support that event coming up in Lone Rock, 11 to 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall this weekend. Lisa, some great conversation here today, and we talk about it, but we can see why it means so much to you.
It really does. And again, we're so thankful for all of the surrounding communities for coming together with us, giving us great donations, so that we're able to send veterans on this very meaningful trip. We have, is it okay if I say some of the things
sure.
that we have in our action? So if you go onto our Facebook page, Lone Rock American Legion Auxiliary, we have an event created. It's the Cabin Fever Dance. And if you go into that, you'll see a lot of pictures of our donations. But some of the things that we have are handmade quilts. We have a lot of different themed baskets, and a lot of them contain really nice gift certificates that have been donated from area businesses. We have a bench that's been donated, specialty pies by Marsh Jelenic. She makes some really amazing pies. And we actually have a gentleman that comes every year for Marsh's tart rhubarb pie. Like, he's coming for that. That's what he bids on. So she makes it especially for him.
How about Herman's pecan pie?
Oh, yes. Yep. Every year someone would make that for Herman to bid on. So we have specialty pies. Don's daughter, who went on the trip this year, she and her husband donated a 1950s, and we don't have a picture up yet, but we'll get that up today, but a 1950s pedal tractor that's been refurbished and painted red and blue. So we have a lot of really unique, we also this week had a, like I would call it a portable garden. It's a wooden frame that holds 5 gallon buckets that you can plant tomato plants in or whatever, a raised bed kind of thing, which I think is really cool. So lots of different really unique items. Again, for the silent and live auction, we'll have meat paddles all day. And it's just a really... I don't know. It's just a really fun day. You know, everybody's there to support our vets, and it's, I don't know. It's just one of my favorite days of the whole year besides going on the vets roll trip.
It's small town America is what it is at its best.
Absolutely. It really is. Are you still taking donations if somebody would like to contribute?
For sure. We are. We have a couple of numbers on, we're having it at the Lone Rock Community Hall. So we put posters on the community hall, with numbers on them, but, I can give you my number, and if you get a hold of me, then I can point you in the right direction. My phone number is 608-929-4690, and that's our home phone, and you can just leave a message, and we'll point you in the right direction. Otherwise, if it's like Friday and you want to drop something off, there are posters on the community hall with phone numbers, and someone can be there in 5 minutes to open it up and put the put the donation in. But yes, if you would like to donate, we would appreciate that greatly. And but we just invite everyone to come and have a good day with us and support Vets Roll.
Yeah, 608-485-0687, the number.
Yes, and that's Ethel Fitzgibbon. She's one mm-hmm. of our volunteers as well, and she'll take donations as well.
Okay, mm-hmm. wonderful. So when you go back to your school and your class, Do the kids realize the impact of this and things like that? Have you been able to kind of relay that to them?
Yes, our school is wonderful, and they support veterans in a lot of different ways. Mark was actually, not this past year in 23, but 22. He came and spoke at our Veterans Day program. But Highland has been supporting Vets Roll since 2014. And in lots of different ways, either by fundraising. The middle schoolers do a Christmas store every year. They've donated money. Actually, I had our school secretary add up all of the money that Highland kids, these are kids, this isn't an adult thing. They've raised $8,700 since 2014 through either cupcake sales or just different things that we came up with. So the kids are invested, and every year we write letters to local veterans who are going on the trip for mail call. We've had virtual veterans come back to school after the trip. And one year, I think we had like 6 or 7 veterans come. And one of them, his wife used to teach at Highland. And so he brought his letters. And so all of Highland wrote letters to Jim because his wife used to work there. And he would pull them out and he'd say, "Well, where's Evan? I've got your letter right here. Thank you so much." Or, you know, "Where's Spencer? I've got your letter." And, you know, so it really means a lot to them when they get those letters, especially from kids. Mail call is a very emotional time. And for a lot of the vets, they're getting letters from their children and their grandchildren, and there's a lot of laughter and there's a lot of tears. And, you know, I've seen what those letters do for the vets, and so we make it a point every year to be a part of vets, the mail call. And so really anyone, any school can do this, any church can do this. Just go on vetsroll.org and you can get the information and make cards and send them in and they'll sort them out. And I think some years we've had 10,000 pieces of mail that have been sent in for these vets, and you'll see them and they get these big packs and they're just like looking overwhelmed with, you know, and then they start opening them and it's like, I just pop around. I just want to, you know, see, and they'll share them with us. And yeah, it's amazing.
Can I ask, Don, did you have any inkling that mail call was coming? Or?
No. And, they called it, and I got a stack about that high of letters from people I never knew. Some.
Well, you got some Highland kids that sent you some letters. Cause
so
sure.
It was something to get that and read them. You know, I had so many I couldn't read them all that that night, but we got them all read, and I'm very thankful for them.
I'll bet. And I bet if you're having a down day, getting that packet out and looking at those again, that would brighten your day.
See, he's got his little memento book there.
Yes,
his memory
he does.
Yeah.
So you get a memento book when you go on the vets roll?
My daughter made this.
Oh, I see.
All the pictures and
oh my goodness,
stuff that we've seen. Here's a
good memory.
Mail call and a welcome home.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and sister were there for the return. When
they came to Beloit?
Yes. Two of my, my brother and sister and my sister and her husband, and then there were four nieces.
Wow.
And so that was something I didn't expect them to be there.
The homecoming is really something.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of surprises, Don, I'm guessing, all the way.
Yes, all the way. I had no idea what to expect on this trip. I thought I was going to go and just see stuff at the monuments. But no, sir. It was a lot more than that.
No, isn't that something? So, you know, and the spread out over 4 days, Mark, too, it has, it's not such a whirlwind, is it? I'm guessing
right.
There's more chances to remember a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes on in those 4 days, and, you know, you got the movement of, I guess you call it the convoy of buses, you know, and everything's got to run on time for all the venues we stop at. But, yeah, there's most every stop we make, there's an hour and a half to 2 hours at every stop. We last year, for the first time, we're going to do it again this year, we were able to incorporate in D.C. the FDR and Martin Luther King memorials too, which we had never done that before. We go to all the, you know, the Vietnam, World War II, Korea, the Nurses Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial. They allow us to take all of our buses inside of Arlington. We actually get to drive right up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And then all the other stops out and on the way back, too.
That's amazing. When is the next Vets Roll this year?
It's always the Sunday to Wednesday before Memorial Day weekend. So this year it's May 19th to 22nd. Next year, I think it, because the leap year jumps 2 days, it's the 17th to 20th, if I remember right. But it's always the Sunday to Wednesday before Memorial Day weekend.
If there is a vet or a veteran's family member out there, you know, they can get on and pursue it a little bit, maybe get on a waiting list then?
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage that. We were at the fishing expo, my son and I, at the fishing expo on Saturday in Madison. I happened to run into a guy with a Korean War hat, and I went over and talked to him because I knew he'd be 85 or older. And yesterday, his daughter sent in his application. He's going to go on the trip this year. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, it's just the way it works.
Yeah, so getting, again, you will have a few World War II members, possibly some Korean, and then the early.
Yeah, yeah. You pray those folks will hang in there. Last fall, we kind of outside of vets role, but they were vets role people. We took 100-year-old and 101-year-old vet over to Normandy, and we had him over there for 9 days, and we went to Belgium and Luxembourg. The one guy was a D-Day medic that had landed on Utah Beach. He went on to 11 other battles, and then was wounded in the Battle of the Bulge, liberated a Jewish concentration camp in Czechoslovakia at the end of the war. And he did all of that before he turned 22 years old. And and both of the vets that we took over there had been on the veteran trip previously. And, you know, so it's just staying involved in their lives. And there's so many people, just like you're seeing around here. It's not about those 4 days. Those 4 days are the highlight of it. But our volunteers stay involved in their lives right to the end. It's just an amazing feeling. And it's a brotherhood. Again, it's almost like a ministry is what it becomes. It's just an amazing thing that lets our senior American veterans know that they're not forgotten. A lot of them are sitting in those assisted living, those nursing homes and whatnot, and they might not have family coming to see them. But all of a sudden, they get a phone call from somebody that was on their vet roll trip, or, you know, they get birthday wishes. We have two sisters out in California, and they never miss a beat. They send birthday wishes, anniversary wishes, and you know, it's just such a mushrooming thing. It I don't know. You can't capture it in one phrase or word. It's just an amazing experience.
Even though you're located in southern Wisconsin, you served pretty much all of the states, I think, haven't you?
Yeah, other than like the eastern states, because they're so close to Washington. Yeah, the vast majority, 38 states we've had them from.
That's amazing. And events like the one in Lone Rock, that makes it all possible,
yep,
doesn't it?
Yep. You're paying it forward is what you're doing. You might not physically see that veteran or shake their hand, but you're paying it forward and you're giving them the closure by supporting this event.
Anything else you'd like to add today, Lisa?
Just we'd love to see you at Lone Rock on Saturday. It starts at 11. Doors open before that. So if you'd like to come in and look around before, that's great. Bring your family along and help us support our veterans.
Yeah, hope a lot of people will. Don, it's been an honor to have you in here. Are you going to write a book now? Or?
Well, I don't know about writing a book. But brought back memories and talking with you two, I found out how it was financed and more so than I knew before.
Mm-hmm. Well, we try to keep it a secret. We just want you to have fun. Don't worry about that part of it.
Exactly. So,
thank you, Don.
Again, you'll be an advocate for anybody that would like to talk to you about going on Vets Roll.
Yes, sure. I would. I'd excuse me. I'd say if you got a chance to go, go, because it's something you'll never forget. And you can kind of put the war behind you, but you'll be with people that were in the same place as you.
Yeah.
Done the same things.
Right.
Phil, if I could add real quickly, even if you're not sure you want to go, get your name or get your loved one's name on the list, because there's if they're not in that 85 and older group, there's going to be about a 3-year wait, and then we've got all these ones that were in the 1970s that are on the wait list. So don't wait until you become eligible and sign up, because then you've just lost another 3 or 4 years, you know. So just get your name on the list. It's just basic info at this point, you know, and so you're in the system. And then if we call you and say, hey, you're going to be on this year's trip, if you can't make it, we'll put you over to the next year, you know. But it's easier to get on the list ahead of time than it is to all of a sudden say, hey, can you get me on? No, we can't.
Good advice. All right. Appreciate it. Mark Finnegan, president and co-founder of Vets Roll, joining us. Lisa Bowen as well, talking about the upcoming Cabin Fever Dance in Lone Rock at the Community Hall. And that goes on from 11 until 7 on Saturday. And Don Dolan, a new friend of the morning show, joining us, Vietnam veteran. And he was a Vets Roll member in 23.
Thanks to you, too, also, Phil. WRCO has been here for us for many, many years. And thank you.
No problem. We'll have more coming up tomorrow on the morning show.